As Judge Robert Irvin put it in court today, why does the Federal Aviation Administration care what some fool judge thinks?
Because there's nothing to keep the FAA from looking at any declaration this court makes and saying, so what?
Irvin says North Carolina courts are not in the practice of giving advisory opinions to federal agencies. But that's basically what the FAA asked for in a September 26th letter to the city. Is the commission an agency of the city or a separate entity? And does the commission have the authority to operate the airport on the city's behalf? The FAA said in its letter that until the court answers those questions, it couldn't make any change to airport governance.
Yes, I was frustrated. I wanted the judge badly to answer those two, it seemed to me, obvious, easy questions.
The commission's attorney, Richard Vinroot, says the legislation creating the commission clearly makes it an agency of the city with authority to operate the airport. He says the judge's decision to punt plays right into the city's strategy of delaying any FAA action regarding the airport. You got that right, says city attorney Bob Hageman.
Oh, today was a huge victory for the city. The city has the keys to the car. Our goal is to keep the keys to the car. And we are going to use litigation appropriately so within the rules for litigation to maintain control of the airport. Nobody should be surprised by that.
That will include vigorously fighting the commission's next legal move to try and get the city's lawsuit thrown out. But even then, the fate of the airport commission will rest entirely in the hands of federal regulators who have been in no hurry to endorse any change in control of Charlotte Douglas. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.